From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 9 o'clock. I'm Danny DeCrescenzo, topping our report this hour. The Federal Reserve is leaving interest rates unchanged. Fed Chair Jerome Powell says the central bank is aware of the difficulties Americans are facing because of inflation.
My colleagues and I are acutely aware that high inflation imposes significant hardship as it erodes purchasing power, especially for those least able to meet the higher costs of essentials like food, housing, and transportation.
Rates have been in the same range for the past year as the Fed tries to lower inflation to its goal of 2%. However, many investors believe rate cuts are likely to begin in September. The central bank's next meeting is set for the 17th and 18th of that month. The Senate has overwhelmingly passed legislation that is aimed at protecting children from dangerous online content, pushing forward with what would be the first major effort by Congress in decades to hold tech companies more accountable for the harm that they cause. The bill has been pushed by parents of children who died by suicide after online bullying or have otherwise been harmed by online content. It would force companies to take reasonable steps to prevent harm on online platforms frequently used by minors, requiring them to exercise, quote, duty of care and ensure that they generally default to the safest settings possible.
Now we call on the House to pass these common sense, bipartisan, life-saving bills. The overwhelming vote we received here on the floor of the Senate should importune the House to act and act quickly.
That's Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer from New York. The House doesn't return from its summer recess until the 9th of September. However, House Speaker Mike Johnson says he's, quote, committed to working to find consensus, but hasn't indicated whether he'll bring the legislation to the floor for a vote. A fugitive driver wanted for a deadly crash in Monmouth County is arrested now in Philadelphia.
45-year-old Thomas Redding of Howell is charged with death by auto and possession of cocaine in connection with the July 2023 death of 55-year-old Leonard Akers of Wall Township. Redding is accused of crashing his Toyota 4Runner directly into the back of Akers' Ford Fusion, which was stopped at a red light, sending the small car lurching forward into a pickup truck. Redding was also ticketed for offenses including DWI, speeding, and reckless driving. Aaron Vogt, New Jersey 101.5 News.
And the earthquake that shook New Jersey in April isn't done with us. The U.S. Geological Survey reported a magnitude 2.2 earthquake centered east of Califin that was measured at 1:44 a.m. on Wednesday morning. Reports of those feeling it are coming mostly from Hunterdon and Somerset counties. It is the 181st aftershock from the April 5th earthquake, which is a 4.8 magnitude earthquake, the strongest since, get this, 1884. NJ1015.com is your source for breaking news. Download our free app to get breaking news alerts sent to your phone. And are we due for some August sun? The complete New Jersey 101.5 forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Outside of a stray thundershower early on tonight, it'll be partly cloudy, warm, and muggy. Lows will be between 70 and 75. Sunday to partly cloudy for tomorrow. It's going to be a hot, humid day with a thunderstorm at a few spots later in the afternoon or evening. High temperature tomorrow between 90 and 95. Sticky tomorrow night. Lows in the lower 70s with a partly cloudy sky. And another hot, humid day Friday with clouds and sun. And there can be a thunderstorm or two around with highs in the low 90s. I'm meteorologist Brian Thompson.
We've got 86 degrees in Union, 84 degrees in Long Branch, 77 degrees Vineland, fast traffic, instant weather. Every 15 minutes on New Jersey, 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey, 101.5. Join the conversation.